Welcome to the Space Show, Crystal.
Thank you very much.
What is Space Generation?
The Space Generation Advisory Council is an international group for young professionals and students. It's the largest space body for young professionals and students in the world. There's over 100 countries, and these have members which discuss many different topics, everything from things like near-Earth objects all the way through to space law and policy. So it's basically a forum for the students and young professionals to get their voices heard in the wider community and put forward proposals to the wider space community.
So how do you make contact with all these people around the world?
There is a lot of networking and organisation online, so things like Skype, internet, emails, but there's also a couple of events throughout the year. So there is the Space Generation Congress, which is held just before the International Astronautical Congress around the world each year, and that has up to 130 young professionals and the students attending. And there's working groups that happen during that time, and then they perform reports which then get presented to people around the world. There's also recently the Fusion Forum, which has been started, and that's run in the United States for the top 50 applicants. And they, again, have working groups where they discuss broader space policies and leadership roles within space applications and fields.
And you do some work with the United Nations?
Yes, we do. We actually have advisory status. So we're in support of the United Nations program on space applications. And a lot of we are able to go and attend these forums and the meetings and present our ideas there and hear what's going on in the wider community and just support the whole space outreach program.
And you work at the university level?
It's all over. So there are university level and young professionals, so it's quite a wide network. The work that we do, it depends on the people involved. So some people do try and focus on outreach to students, universities and community level, while other people do focus more on the policy level and trying to get research and applications and policy going in higher companies and government.
So it's quite an advantage to belong to it if you're in that area.
It is. It's great. You do get to meet some amazing people that have been working in the space field for many, many years, as well as finding out who your peers are currently. So working with who you're going to be working with in the future, finding out what sort of projects are going on and what research and applications and thing is currently being developed now, which is great.
So someone joining here in Australia, what would be their commitment?
There are various levels of commitment. So everything from just being involved with letting people know about what activities are happening, organising your own activities and promoting those to Australia and the rest of the world, all the way through to becoming an active member, attending the forums and the conferences, being part of the working groups, doing research or putting your ideas forward. There's also opportunities to be point of contacts or working higher up in the executive committee as well in the future.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great.